So welcome everybody to Feng Shui Fridays. This is our second topic of the series of four for the month of June. And I welcome you and thank you for joining us today. It is being recorded, so you can go back and listen to it at any time. And if you'll mute your phone, then that way we won't hear any background noise. And then if you want to comment, you just press the star button once again. Okay, thank you. So again, I'm Belinda Mendoza. Most of you know me. Those that don't, I've been a practicing feng shui practitioner for almost 20 years now. These weekly chats are designed to be constructive, offer positive support, provide a safe space to share, build community, give helpful advice, and certainly have fun. So they're definitely a way, like a launching pad for your weekend with some advice and some tips that will help you expand in your life in a positive way. Each week, I'd love to hear from you if you want to share a story or you want to make a comment or ask a question. I'm also open to topics, so if you have something you're really interested in and it's a burning thing you want to hear about, do feel free to email me at designforenergy@gmail.com. designforenergy@gmail.com, and you can email me any topic that you might be interested in, and I'd be happy to either, if I can't make it the topic, I'll definitely include it in what we're chatting about. And then you'll be notified at the end of the call what our next topic will be, so if you want to just, come in on next week's call too. pardon my voice a little bit. If you live in Austin, we've had a high mold count, and I know a lot of people are dealing with it. I particularly have been dealing with it all week, so my throat is a little bit scratchy, but I have my hot tea here. So let's get started. So the topic I picked today was avoiding burnout. And again, you'd say, well, what does that have to do with feng shui? Well, feng shui is all about energy. And the energy in our lives is affected by so many things. So our health, our career, our abundance, everything is affected by energy. It's something that we are made of, and it's something that we're surrounded by, and so everything affects us. So, and Webster defines burnout as an exhaustion of physical or emotional strength or motivation, usually as a result of prolonged stress or frustration. And I know we've all been through it at some point in our lives, even on a small level to a grand level. It is actually what caused me to resign from a very successful 18-year corporate career. Of working very, very hard and achieving and being an achiever and a doer to the level in a medical sales division to having to just quit on the spot. I was so burned out. And you don't want to get to that point. You really don't. You want to make choices in life that are positive for you. And I'm not apologizing for that. It changed my life completely, and it was the best thing that I ever did, but I don't recommend it. I mean, I definitely had health issues after that, and I had not addressed because I'd been working so hard. So the universe was saying, okay, that's enough. Go ahead and move on so you can take care of yourself. And so I was achieving all the things I wanted, but I didn't have that work-life balance. And so that's what you don't want. And when I started my feng shui career, I said, it's going to be for balance and harmony. I'm going to have a life that I create and that I enjoy and that is mine and my schedule. I don't have to answer to anyone. Well, because of the state that I had been in for so many years, it was ingrained. So I took on my feng shui career with a vengeance, and I worked myself to death with it. I worked all the time. And so several years ago, I experienced burnout with my feng shui career. And I said, this is it. I'm not doing it anymore. I've had it. I don't care how much training I have, how much I've done this. It's exhausting. I'm not doing it anymore, and I need a break. Well, fortunately, I was able to find a really excellent coach, and she worked me through that, and we figured out what was going on. And actually, I found a new love of my work and a new love of my job and much more balance. So that's what you want to do, is you want to recognize if you're a type A person, is this a pattern that you do with everything? And then see, that awareness is the first step of creating a balanced life. So if something in your life right now is out of balance, meaning that you're not, don't feel well, you're stressed out, you're frustrated, or because that can lead to the burnout. And it can be that, you just don't do as well in your job, or you don't your health isn't is going as well as it could. And so that's one of the things you want to be, you want to do it like a check-in to say, where am I today? And am I on the burnout level on a scale of 0 to 10 and 10 being fried? You know, where am I? Am I in the middle? Am I on the end level? And where am I? Because we definitely want to have passion and motivation in our lives, but we don't want to have that extreme. And that's what we want to talk about. Because we often let our energy get depleted past what seems like no return. And we really can control that. And energy is what we call multiplying. It reinforces in us if we use it the right way. It supports us. It doesn't drain us. Okay, so if you guys will put star on your phone so it's muted, and that way we don't hear any background noise, that would be great. And then when you want to ask a question, then you star the button again, and you can ask a question. Thank you. Okay, so one of the first tips I have for you is, I just mentioned, is to catch it early. Okay, so notice fatigue. Notice things that are no longer bringing you joy. So, you know, that's your first thing. If you're working, it can be something as simple as working on a project and you don't have the mental anymore to finish the article, or you don't have the energy to finish the project. You know, it could be you're cleaning out a garage. It could be you're doing something that, you know, is good for your work, but you just don't have it anymore. You're done. Like, if I'm working on an article and it's 8 o'clock at night and I'm just feeling like I'm having to push through it, then I've gone past this point that I need to. So you definitely want to notice, because if it's bringing you joy, then you know you're still in that good flow. So notice the fatigue. If there's tiredness in it, then take a break. Pull back and catch yourself and see what's going on. The second one is you want to check your environment. Your space is full of energy. It has all the stuff that surrounds you in it are affecting you. So, you know, as I sit at my desk here, you know, I have a little diffuser on with some peppermint. So I'm breathing that in as I'm talking to you. It's relaxing. I'm drinking some warm tea for my throat. It's relaxing. So I'm enjoying the process because I've created an environment that supports me, that feels good. So you really want to make sure that your environment, wherever it is, if it's your home office, it's your office at work, or your where you work live at home, that it's happy, joyful, and peaceful, because it is affecting you. It is affecting that burnout place, because it's if it's too cluttered, if it's got too much stuff, things you haven't dealt with, it's a constant reminder that there is something that you have to deal with. Take a little sip of my tea here. So in that vein, we want to talk about clutter. We talked about it a little bit last week, and clutter is energy. Every object has energy, so the combination of a lot of things creates a lot of stagnant energy. So clutter is not a good thing. You know, it's one thing to have things that you love and enjoy, and then there's the overflow. So, you know, rather than taking on your whole house and making it a big deal, because it can be overwhelming, you know, it took you a long time to get to where you are, so it's not going to happen overnight that you're going to clear everything out. But if you can take some area of your life that you're really wanting to work on, and maybe it's your office or your job, then, you know, that's a good place to start. Maybe just clear off your desk. You know, clean out some emails. That'll itself will help that process of when you're working. If you like to cook a lot and you're working on your health, then maybe you clean out your refrigerator, and so that when you open it up, you know, it looks really vibrant and healthy. It doesn't look like you have things in there that are expired and old and things that you haven't dealt with. You know, it has that fresh, vibrant feel, and that will enliven you just by opening it up and seeing fresh fruit and vegetables and a nice look to your refrigerator. Because the clutter can weigh you down. You know, it's a heaviness, and it's just a constant feeling of weight that is you're not even aware of many times. And you go to work and you come home and you just never feel different. You just always feel this heaviness. So it can be your environment. Now, everything I share with you, I want you to take with a grain of salt, in the sense that, you know, I've been doing this work for almost 20 years. I managed a lot of people before that. I've been an ex-social worker. I bring all this knowledge to you, but it is my knowledge. It's my experience. And I've trained with a lot of feng shui masters, so I bring you that information. But ultimately, it's up to you to, you know, take what information I give you and pick the pieces that are right for you. And then do some research. You know, if I say something that, you know, you're like, I'm not quite sure about that, you know, do your own research, you know, find out what works for you. These are things that I've experienced that work for people when I'm working with them in their homes or their offices, things that I've experienced in my own life that have helped. So I'm sharing that with you. But I always encourage you to be the best judge for what's right for you and the information. So the fourth tip is to watch for EMF. Now, electromagnetic frequencies. These are all the things that are emitted from electronic devices. So you don't even realize it many times that you're drained at work because you've been around your computer, your phone, a lot of other electricals all day long. You know, you come in, you have good energy, and then you leave the day, and you didn't have a bad day with clients, but you're drained. That's also a big part of it. Also, if you sleep at night with an electrical outlet behind you on your head, or you have things plugged in all around you, or your television set is in your bedroom and it's very close to you. We want it to be at least 6 to 8 feet away from you if you're going to have a television in your bedroom. Not recommended, but if you have to have one, then further away. Not having your docking station for your phones and all of that next to your head, or things that are plugged in. Again, we're in a very subtle state when we're sleeping. Our energy is in a very, you know, calm place. So all of the stuff is affecting us. So we wake up in the morning and we're not as rested. And there are devices that can help this. I have some in my own work here, and I can share those with you on Facebook and on my website, things that you can put to deflect that energy in your home or on your body that you can wear. And again, you can do the research on those as well that really help to deflect a lot of that if you happen to be in a place where you can't control that. So EMFs are very important to think about. Cell phones, putting them, you know, having your headset, you know, when you're wearing your earphones and you're using your cell phone, and you're driving in the car, you know, you're not using the speaker, you know, you're using your headphones. That is a direct line to your brain. That is, all of the cell towers are going straight through that line, hitting the phone, hitting right to your head. So that is like one of the more dangerous things to do. You really would be better off, if you're going to talk on the phone in your car, to use a speaker and not put headphones on when you're in your car. That's a lot safer. Okay. The next one I want to talk about, and then we'll open it up in a minute for a couple of questions, is that looking at your space, we spend about 90% of our time indoors. 10% is, you know, on vacation and outside, but the bulk of our lives are spent indoors. It's either at home or office. And the rest of the time, the 10% is, you know, like I said, going out and coming back. But, you know, there's a lot of time that's spent indoors. So that indoor environment affects us. So you want to look at what you're surrounded by all the time. So if it's your home that you work out of, or your home a lot, you know, are there colors on the walls that don't make you feel good? Are there images, like with whether it's artwork or sculptures or something that you have in your space that don't bring you joy, that actually bring you down a little bit? You know, images on artwork or accessories or things like that can affect you because you're looking at them all the time and you're not noticing it, but ultimately it's in your subconscious. You're seeing it. And it could be an image of something that maybe a past relationship, and it doesn't remind you of good feelings. Could be something of somebody that passed away, and you see it and it makes you sad. So you don't even realize it, but over time it's affecting that whole overall energy field and bringing you down. So colors in your space, like if you're, you know, surrounded by a color in your office and it's just not the color you like, then that would be really important to change. You know, make it into a color that makes you happy, peaceful, inspired, you know, an uplifting color. And next week we're going to talk more about the different colors in the home and what they mean. But that's just to take a look at today, the things that are affecting your energy that we're not even always aware of. And it's something that we're doing every day. So having those colors in your space that feel good, images, is important. That's why we always say when you work at your home office or your desk at work, whatever is opposite you on the wall is what you see, and then that is what is to, that's what inspires you to work. So it shouldn't be your degrees or, you know, map or, you know, just a poster boards or bulletin boards. It should be something very beautiful, inspiring, that lifts you. And it could be a hobby. It could be, you know, a landscape. It could be maybe you want to, you know, your favorite vacation place is Fiji. So you have a beautiful picture of water and mountains in Fiji. Whatever. It's supposed to be something that really makes you feel good when you're going to work and you're looking at it opposite you. So that's the sort of the idea. Okay, so I have a few more. So right now I'd like to open it up.
Please don't want elevators or better. Do you know?
Okay, so Star. Okay,
can
you
Suite 320, you can go right on. Elevators that way.
Okay. Okay, can you star your phone so it's muted? Yeah, if everybody can mute their phone, that we won't hear the background noise. That would be great. Okay. Now, is anybody like to ask a question? Then you just unmute your phone for a minute. Or make a comment. And I won't hear you unless you unmute your phone. Don't be shy. Okay, so if you wanted to ask a question and weren't sure how to unmute your phone, then again, I believe it's the star button. And if you have a question, we'll go along, we'll keep going. And if you have a question or comment, then we'll have an opportunity in a few minutes. So once you're thinking about these things, then one of the things you want to do is make sure you're making decisions every single day that lift your energy and don't deplete it. And the way you know how to do that is you know when it's depleted when you no longer want to do it. You feel angry, depressed, or sad. Sometimes, you know, we have obligations, okay? So we look at our calendar and we go, oh, I've got to go to that meeting tomorrow. And I really don't want to go, but I'm going to go. And we force ourselves. Well, that action in itself, even though you go to the meeting and you'll end up having a good time and it works out, just that action itself has already dropped your energy level way down. And there's a reason. There's an internal in you that you need to trust. And, you know, some of us call it our soul. It's telling us, you know, what's the right way to go. So honor that every day. And now there are obligations, like we might have to pick up our kids at 3 every day. We can't get out of that, okay, and then maybe that's a drain because you have to get into traffic. But I'm not talking about that. In a given day, that besides the obligations like that, we're making decisions all the time that are not for us, that are should. I should do this. I need to do this. And instead of, is this good for Jane? Is this good for Bill? Is this good for Bob? Is this good for Rommel? Is this good for Nancy? Should I... You know, you ask yourself, give a name to it. Is this good for Samantha to do this today? Because that in itself starts to lift your energy field, and you start making better decisions for yourself that make you have a happier life. And Deepak Chopra talks about this a lot, that, you know, it's that the decision you make to improve your energy is important. So Every minute you think about something that's just not, you know, we do a lot of things out of habit, you know, we have our little routine, but there are a lot of times we make decisions that we just don't feel like it, but we do it anyway. And that's what we're talking about. So it's one of those things that you might have to do on just every day, do one thing, that you think, okay, I don't really, you know, want to do that. And not try the, you know, the big picture. Just do it one day, try one thing about how you can do something that's more pleasing to you than what you had already decided to do. And that will already shift that energy. It could be spending less time when you're visiting with somebody. You know, normally you spend a couple of hours with them. Maybe you spend 1 hour. And then the other hour you go for a walk. Could be a phone conversation you're going to have. Maybe you cut that short. Things that are, you know, you might have to just do it in baby steps, but it will make a difference. The next tip is keep an eye on intense activities, okay? So those are activities that you are doing with intensity. So that can be, you know, your computer work. That can be physical activity. You know, you're one of those people that has to go to the gym 7 days a week, you know, or it's something that you're doing that just, you know, you feel like it bogs you down. So see if you can lighten that up a little bit. You know, I know recently I actually got someone to do a lot of help for me internally on my business. All the stuff that I was doing that has been, that's a lot of computer work. And that just relieved so much off of me and lifted me a lot higher because I was able to just let that go, farm that out, and give me some free time to do the things I want to do and enjoy more than those things. So you can pick whatever that is for you and figure that out. So in a given day, you want to do things that lift your chi, your energy field. Could be taking a nap. Maybe, you know, you've just been going straight, and sometimes if you work from home, you might take a short nap, and then you revive yourself and you get back going on to your activities. Taking walks, you know, if you work at an IT place and at lunchtime, you know, you just go for a walk, not with other coworkers, not on the phone, just with yourself. Just go out there and walk. Maybe it's doing a hobby. Meditating is very powerful for those of you who do that. You know, that even if you only do it 5 minutes a day, it's a way to just quiet the mind, close your eyes, breathe. And if any of you are not familiar with meditating, a real quick thing to do that's really powerful enlivens all of your organs, all of your body, changes your vibration, is to just sit with your eyes closed and breathe and visualize all of your cells, just visualize all the cells in your body, your organs, all smiling. So you're just breathing this. And you just see this. You just see this. Everything's opening. Everything's open and smiling. And so all you're doing is breathing that in. And you might just do it for 5 minutes. And then, you know, you'll start to feel a calmness, a difference. So that's one little exercise that works really well for, you know, if you want to get started on that. But the key is doing self-care. Could be taking a bubble bath at night after work. Could be soaking in a hot tub. Could be, you know, to getting a manicure, a pedicure, going to get a massage. Whatever that is that will help you balance out your life a little bit for the week, for the day, for the moment. It's to continue to be aware of that, because if we don't have our physical energy, we can't have all the other things on the bagua. We can't have all the other life areas working. We can't have fame, career, health, all of that. If we, not health. Health. This is health. We, you know, all of the things we want. If our health is not good, and we certainly can't offer it to other people if we're depleted. And there's ways of getting that energy ramped up as well, and that's energy work. You know, so you can do things like Tai Chi. You can do Reiki. Have somebody do a healing session on you. You can do things like that as well. Massage, you know, moves the energy in the body that really do help that. So those are all avenues that you want to do. When I was in my corporate job, I did all that all the time because I was, you know, traveling so much that kept me, you know, at a really good pace for a long time because I was always gone and on planes, trains, and automobiles, if you will. So getting those regular acupuncture and chiropractic and massages, you know, all of that was very helpful. So whatever that is for you that you can do, then you want to improve that. Okay, so anybody have a question at this point? Or a comment?
Well, I will say I like that you, when you were talking about checking our daily routines and the things that we do for other people, you tend to do that. I tend to do that a lot, and you know how many shoulds you should do. So I like that I got to write that down in my notes too. How many things are you doing with it? I should do this, but I need to do this for somebody else, and what am I doing for me, and is it good for me? So I'm going to take on that practice of asking, you know,
yeah,
for some responsibilities that maybe I, maybe somebody else could do. Is it really good for me to stop and do it? So, yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And that's a really good point, is us giving away our energy to other people. And we do that in a given day subconsciously, especially if, you know, we're caring people and we're kind people. You know, we want to help. That's all fine and good. But guess what? You don't have to reach out. If you are that kind of a person, there will be enough opportunities without you going and putting yourself first with it to help. And what I mean by that is many times we go over and we just assume a person needs something, or we just go and try to help when we hear something. In reality, you know, keeping your energy field in contact, in, you know, totally in check, then when someone needs you, you already have that energy, then you can then respond. So in a given day, we often give away our energy a lot when it's not needed. And we're depleted. So that's a really good point, is to not care for people, but care about them. And so you can have loving kindness towards other people, but you don't have to be the caregiver for them, and you don't have to jump in to save them when maybe they don't even need that, you know, okay? But we do that a lot of times, even on a subtle level or a small level. We go in and we do that. So that's a really good point. Anybody else? Have a question or a comment?
I have one more question.
Yes,
about the electromagnetic field. Like, if you do have, this is not for me, but my family, if you do have that big TV that's in the bedroom, how do you suggest clearing that out? Like, say, the TV's on for hours a day in this room, and I do feel that that's not healthy. But I mean, would you just regularly, you know, open the windows for so long a day? I mean, how would you suggest trying to balance that?
Is it the bedroom or a living room?
Bedroom.
And someone's in the bedroom watching TV all day?
Yeah, falling asleep to it, and it's like it's just too much.
Yeah.
But, you know, is it really that you just have to, you know, open up windows to let that out, or how would you clear that space?
That's one way of doing it, if it's during the day, is to open the windows and clear, let some of that energy out and breathe. The other would be to constantly, periodically smudge the room, you know, or do some kind of clearing on the room that you know to do. But really, the actual sleep part, you know, if the person's going to go to sleep at a certain time, let's say they go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, that's when the TV goes off, then put a cover over it, like a blanket or a curtain or a some kind of fabric, something like that, and then say, okay, when we turn it on in the morning, you know, it'll take it off, but at night, we're going to put this over it. And that at least buffers those electromagnetic, okay? These devices that I'm talking about as well can be placed in a room like that, and it absorbs all of that, so it doesn't affect the people. So we can talk a little bit more about those. But, yeah, those are about the only ways. And obviously better not to have them at all, but we know that people do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so a couple more tips for you, and one of them is, don't let negative energy into your space, okay? So there was this neuroscientist on Oprah. I don't know if you guys saw this years ago, a couple of years ago, not that long ago. And she had a very, I can't remember what institution, but very renowned institution. And she written books and everything, had a car accident. Somebody hit her and she was in a coma. So bad that she, you know, couldn't even, she went back to infancy. Her mother had to feed her. She didn't know who her mother was when the mother came into the hospital room. She knew no one. It took her a year and a half to get her memory back. But in that whole period of time that her mother was caring for her, she felt the warmth. She felt the love. She felt the caring. She didn't know who this person was, but she just felt that energy. She felt the energy when people came into the room and brought in stuff that was negative. And she didn't know who they were or what they were doing or anything, but she could feel it without them saying anything. And that's really the subtle energies that we don't always think about. We just know we feel something. We don't really know what it is. And so when you have that, like if you work in a public office where you have people coming and going, then, you know, you want to have that as sort of your mantra, you know, and however you do that, maybe it's an intention. Maybe you just put it in intention in the room. I have positive energy and only bring in positive people into this space. You know, in my house, you know, only positive energy comes and goes. I have this really cute little artwork painting that says only positive vibes in here. It's in my front door. So the idea is that you want to treat your space as sacred, and that, you know, and then surround yourself with people that have good energy. So all of that is important, and we will be around people who we know their energy isn't that great. It brings us down because of their issues and where they are, and, you know, you wish them well, but you don't want to spend a lot of time with them because they're not at a place that they're ready to heal that. So you have to be the one that's in charge of that and think about, okay, how do I keep my space positive and bring in that good energy and have that good flow? I think that's a really powerful one right there, that, you know, we do have to say, have control over that and say we only have that as part of our life. And sometimes it's a relative, you know, that we have to talk to, maybe, you know, maybe it's a parent and we don't have a great relationship with them. And, you know, but out of obligation, we talk to them, you know, once a week, maybe, you know, and then, you know, it's always a drain. Well, in that case, you might know if you speak to that person for 20 minutes, you might cut it down to 10. And then you might do it a different way. If that's the effect. The other is somebody who comes to your house that, you know, doesn't always bring the best vibe. They come to your house to dump their problems on you. Or they come into your office and plop on your chair and just talk about their problems all day. You know, those are people you just want to say, you know, wish you well, I'm busy, and move along, because, you know, you want to keep your energy level high and moving forward. And again, it can be done with loving kindness. These people are just not at a place where they're ready to heal their problems yet, but you don't need that in your life. So you want to, you know, move through that as well. Okay, so then I have two more tips. And one of them is to keep a gratitude journal. You know, being grateful for everything that we do have in our life is the key to abundance, and it's also the key to happiness. So one of the things that I do is I have this beautiful jar on my desk. It's got pearls and glass on it. You can pick anything, any kind of jar, anything you want. And I put little pieces of paper of things I'm grateful for, and I put it on there. And at the end of the 30 days, I throw them out and I start over. And you don't have to do one every day, you know, just whenever, you know, put it in there. And you could put even sayings in there. Like I have this card that says, everything I touch is a success. It's one of the cards I drew for the group today. Everything I touch is a success. So, you know, you can do that. And it basically will lift the vibration in your life. because you're seeing how your energy is good, life is good, you're grateful because so many things great are happening, even though you've got challenges. You know, life is not perfect in that sense, you know, but the key is to transcend those challenges, move through them. And they're here to learn. We're all here to learn. They're just life experiences for us to move and grow through. So it's not a negative. But when we're going through challenges, that's the most important time to do the gratitude. And some people can't even think of anything to be grateful for when they're down in the rabbit hole. They've gotten so far down and they're so depressed about something, they can't think of anything. Well, how about just the fact that you woke up this morning and you can breathe? Okay, that's a gratitude. You know, I'm alive. I can breathe. Put that in there. But I know many of all of us have more than that. And it can be, you know, I got some awareness, you know, this week, and that's going to change my life. I did a new task today that, you know, improved my life in this way. Or I got a check today that I didn't expect. Anything like that, just put it in there. And like I said, at the end of 30 days, you're going to see your whole vibration change. It's going to be an uplifting experience because you're not focusing on the darkness, on the negative. You're focusing on the positive, the flow that's coming into your life. And the universe rewards positive energy. So, you know, you think that way, then it starts to flow in a better direction. Not saying that you don't have negative emotions, you don't have those feelings come up, the frustration, the anger, the sadness from whatever situation that might come to you, but you don't hang on to it. You realize it, you see it for what it is, you breathe, you move through it, you journal about it if you have to, you know, and then you let it go. So that's how you kind of move through that a little bit. And of course, if it's deeper, you get support, you get help. But those are ways that really can help improve your energy. When you stay stuck with those emotions, then your energy is going to be drained. Like, you know, you let something fester. So my last tip is to have an intention. And it's kind of back to the gratitude thing. But the intention is to, you know, have an intention for a joy-filled life or whatever, a career or a relationship, whatever, that flows with ease and grace. And it gives you energy. It doesn't deplete your energy. You know, you want a partner that, you know, is supportive. May not agree with everything that you do or say, but is supportive, loving. A career may not be perfect, but it allows you to express yourself, share. It allows you to make a living, bring things into your life that you desire. And that's what you want, is to have an intention, because that is going to help you move to that higher level of energy and stay in it. And we want to be doing things, and I'd say for me, the main thing that I want you to get from all of this is to be aware in a given day of choices that you're making that are depleting your energy. And then make a shift there. And it can be one thing you do a day. And so, you know, if you walk to a computer and you go, oh, I've got to do that, but it really isn't urgent, like you could do it tomorrow, then let it go. It's just not the right time. Go do something joyful. Then come back to that later on in the day or the next day, because your brain, your body, it will have the energy for it. Any questions, comments?
Hi, Belinda. This is Michelle from Austin. I joined you late, but I got on about 15 minutes late, and I just love all the tips. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Any comments of anything we've shared?
Oh, I was just taking all the notes here. I mean, the EFMCs, that's where I joined in, and I have some things, some work in my bedroom to do. I definitely
yes.
have to be shifting how I approach my day. There's things that I just dread doing, and I definitely need to make shifts about that.
And so you think you
so
can?
I'm going to try. Yes, I think I can.
Yes.
It's going to be baby
yes.
steps to get there, but yeah.
Yes. And in, thank you so much for sharing, Michelle. An intention to put out is to say that I have great energy each and every day. Then you'll absolutely know what that means. So it means you might go to bed earlier one night because you normally stay up till, you know, 12:30 or 1 o'clock. And you're not getting enough sleep. Maybe you're not getting enough sleep. So it might mean that you just, you know, once you put the intention, and I would put it, you know, like on your mirror in your bathroom where you get ready in the morning, you know, I have plenty of I have plenty of energy and make positive choices for myself. Then, you know, you will do things just automatically that feel good.
Okay.
And I think I talked, I may have talked about it last week to the group. I don't remember about Abraham Hicks' work.
Yes.
But they are very good on this whole concept of moving to the happy place. So wherever you are, in a state of mind that's not happy, not feeling good, then be aware of it and move to the happy place, whatever that is for you. So it could be just getting away from the situation or changing your thought about it.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
So those are all good ways. Thank you. So I have posted some great tips this week on my Design for Energy Facebook page, so please go like that page and a blog. And so if you have questions, you can always post them there too. And I do have a class next month in July on how you can update your home or office for the year for career success and business and love and all of that. So you can read more about that on Design for Energy and on my website. My website is designforenergy.com. If you guys like these chats now or in the future here, I would be greatly appreciative if you would post a little review on my Design for Energy Facebook page. On the left side, there's a section that says reviews. That would be helpful. I would love that if you feel you're getting some value. So I would like to give you, again, my intention for you for the month of July, and hope you have a great weekend doing something very pampering and very positive for yourself to enjoy, to recharge. If many of you work over the weekend, hopefully you have a day off, and you can take that time for yourself to do something positive and uplifting. So may your weekend and your June be filled with relaxation, laughter, good friends, and unexpected miracles. So we'll talk to you next week about using color in your space for different aspects of life. And I hope you enjoyed it and hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Belinda. You too.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.